Remarks by the President to the National Citizens Committee for the UN Day, September 12, 1951.
Mr. President and members, mostly, of the National Citizens Committee for United Nations Day, I want first, Mr. President, if I may, to make a very, very brief report on two or three things to you. This National Citizens Committee consists of 85 well-established national organizations cooperating in the promotion of observance of the week and cooperating, of course, toward the educational purpose, which is the real purpose of it. These organizations are veterans organizations, farm, labor, business, religious organizations, women's organizations, religious organizations, and educational. It's really a pretty substantial segment of thinking America and acting America. That's just a couple other things briefly. Last year, there were local observances in 2,000 American local communities. This year, there will be more. As illustrative of the development there, in 12 states already, governors have set up state chairmen and have set up coordinating mechanisms for statewide observances and so on. As for illustration, what state? Out in our general neighborhood, Nebraska. The committee received within the last few days a letter from the woman who has become state chairman there, listing 242 local chairmen already appointed and advising us that that was the beginning. There would be a supplementary list and so on. The second thing is that this year, because obviously the greatest example of combined effort for peace through freedom has been the effort that you initiated courageously, the United Nations action in Korea. Because of that, there will be in the observances this year special recognition and tribute to the men of the armed forces of America and of our allies from within the United Nations for their service and for their sacrifice, those who have laid down their lives in the course of this action. One final thing I'd like to report to you. It's out of my own judgment, but I believe it's correct. There will not only be more observances this year, but they will be different and better in that I believe they're going to be rooted increasingly in a better actual knowledge and understanding about how one approaches these ideals of peace in the world through international action. There's actually more knowledge, more realism in the approach. And I believe that makes more meaningful the pledge which we of the National Citizens Committee want to give you of every possible cooperation toward the cause that we know is dearest to your heart, Mr. President. Now, there's another little aspect of this. You've doubtless become familiar with Mrs. Truman's cooking through the years and have acquired a proper appreciation of it. Well, this year, accepting one of the oldest symbolisms of human friendship, the National Citizens Committee for United Nations Day, with the indispensable cooperation of the American Home Economics Association, has prepared a new United Nations cookbook to which Mrs. Truman has contributed. And now for a rather special contribution to Mrs. Truman, really, through you, I want to introduce to you two young women. They are Miss Marilyn Langford and Miss Elizabeth Montgomery.
Mr. Truman, Elizabeth and I are delighted to present to you this cake made from the recipe which Mrs. Truman contributed to the world's favorite recipes from the countries of the United Nations. This neighborly exchange of favorite recipes is a secure and age-old tradition, and these lighted candles commemorate the 6th anniversary of the UN Charter.
And, Mr. President, we hope that the celebration of the United Nations Day will become as sturdy and important a tradition in the lives of the peoples of the world as this cake represents in our friendly, everyday lives.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. President, this first copy of the cookbook for Mrs. Truman.
Thank you very much. Well, this is a wonderful celebration. You know, most people who come to see the president come to get something. It seems that this organization has come to bring the president something that he appreciates very much. This organization is doing a wonderful work for the peace of the world. You know, if people could understand the fundamentals on which the United Nations was founded and could appreciate the fact that in order to maintain the peace of the world, we must have an organization where we can negotiate our differences and work them out instead of shooting them out, as has been the case since the world began to today. We still, unfortunately, are having to shoot out some of our differences. I hope that time will come to an end. That's all I've been working for since I've been president of the United States, is to attain peace in the world. Nothing else matters if we can make this world a good place to live in. And there's room enough for everybody. If the proper development were brought forth in the undeveloped sections of the world, we could maintain 5 times its present population in luxury. And what you're doing is to get our country to understand what we are trying to do. I hope you keep up the good work. The very fact that in the old isolationist state of Nebraska, you've got so many organizations interested in the United Nations shows that you're doing something worthwhile. I hope you can sell it all over the country in exactly the same manner, because when people understand what it means, you don't have to do any talking to them. They'll step right in and help you put it over. Keep on. Thank you very much for the cookbook. I've long ago quit talking about Mama's cooking. Because I have a good cook at home. And she also has made a good cook out of the musician who is our daughter. She can cook too. I can't say that she likes to cook as well as she does to sing, but then she's able to do it. And on my advice, I hope every young lady in the United States will learn to make cake like this. Thank you very much.